I'm not 100% sure what they are open to, what they're not. We did manage to get some amendments to ensure that parts of the healthcare system were not affected by this bill. So to us, that was a victory in terms of ensuring that people do have access to healthcare services in their own language. But at the same time, I am not sure what they will agree with going forward. And I don't know what they are bringing forward themselves, because every week they bring amendments to strengthen their bill. They bring amendments to go further than what they even asked for. So sometimes a victory is it's just convincing them not to put new amendments forward and new changes forward. So we'll have to see over the coming weeks. There's still a lot of debate on Bill 96. I know there are people who are worried that they could use the invoke closure in the assembly and just shut down debate entirely on Bill 96 and adopt it. That is a possibility. That is something the government could do, but it would be a real shame. It would mean we couldn't even debate about some of these fundamental services and rights that the English-speaking community have.